One of the things that has really blown my mind about gratitude is the fact that you cannot possibly feel gratitude and fear at the same time. Welcome to the Sensitive Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm going to teach you how to overcome your fears, conquer your dreams, and own your life. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. So, what is the deal with gratitude right now? It seems like it's all over the place. Everywhere you look, there's show gratitude journal for sale, express your gratitude. So I want to do an entire show on that topic, just going over what is gratitude, why do we need it, why is everybody talking about it. So the first thing that I did is I went to my good friend Google and typed in what is gratitude, and the definition of gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. Wow. Okay, so I've never thought about it that way, to show appreciation for and to return kindness, which is something that we do, right, as people. So obviously you can see why it's such a big deal right now, because, I mean, it's all about being kind, and I feel like that's what this generation, we're really concentrating on, and that's what everybody's going for, is just being kind and just spreading love all around. One of the things that has really blown my mind about gratitude is the fact that you cannot possibly feel gratitude and fear at the same time. That means you cannot feel anxious if you are feeling gratitude. You cannot be worried about other things if you are truly being present and you're expressing thankfulness for all that you have. So think about that the next time that you need to take out that gratitude journal and jot down a few things you're grateful for. Which brings me to the next thing, is how do I express gratitude? How can you express gratitude? So there are three things that you can do. Well, there are probably more, but there are three things I'm going to talk about, and that is say it to others. So when somebody does something for you, or you're just truly grateful for their presence, Well, either one. They can give you a gift and you can say thank you, right? Yeah. So you're grateful for them just being there, or they're giving you a gift. Take the time to say thank you. And if you want to be really cool about it, write a thank you note. Write out a note and give it to that person, a physical note. I know that when I do that, not only does it make that other person feel better or feel amazing, I have this tingly sensation inside, like, oh, this feels good. This feels good to just put it out there. It's not just a simple thanks, you know, in passing, but I'm actually taking time out of my day to show gratitude and that they were important and what they did is appreciated. So say it, make sure you say it to other people. In addition to expressing it to other people, something that I like to do, and you could do yourself, is just to write it down. I have a special gratitude journal. It's just for gratitude. I have another journal for just journaling. But in my journal, I try to write down 3 to 5 things a day that I'm just grateful for. And I try to make it something new every day, which sometimes can be hard. And you're like, okay, I've already said I'm grateful for my friends and my family and my health and my house. Like, try to find little bitty things that you're grateful for and you can put in that journal. And I'll give you some examples of that in a minute that you might not be thinking of. But just find a little cheap little journal notebook. I go to TJ Maxx or Target or Michaels and get them. I mean, at TJ Maxx, they have the coolest notebooks ever, at my TJ Maxx anyway. I'm sure they do at other places also. Yeah, so write it down. And then the other thing that I do, and you can do, is I just say it out loud when I'm home alone or I'm in the car. So I try to remember first thing in the morning when I wake up, say three things I'm grateful for before I even get out of bed. If you have a spouse or a live-in boyfriend or girlfriend, it's a great time to turn to them and share what you're grateful for when you first wake up in the morning. But just saying it out loud puts that vibe out into your world, and you're starting your day off feeling grateful. You're not feeling anxious. You're not starting to worry. So say it out loud or in your car. Sometimes, like, I'm driving in my car and I see the most beautiful sunset and I'm just like, thank you for this view. Thank you for the opportunity to experience this. I mean, just say thank you. Sometimes, like, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For no reason in particular. Just because I need to get some gratitude out. And you guys, we have so much to be grateful for. And sometimes it's hard to feel that when we have so much anxiety and overwhelm and we feel like we have a bajillion and one things to do and no time to do it. But I beg of you to take some time out of your worry and anxiety and say, you know what, dude? This life is pretty awesome and I'm glad I have it. Right? Okay. So here's the thing. You might be saying these things and you're like, okay, I don't really mean it. First of all, don't say you're grateful for things that you're not grateful for. Okay. You have to mean it or it's not. I mean, there's no reason to say it, right? But the more that you say it, the more that you get into this habit of saying what you're grateful for writing it down, for expressing it to other people, the easier it's going to feel and the more natural it will become to you. It will just be like second nature that you just have this attitude of gratitude, for lack of better words, where you're just so dang happy to be alive that it radiates off of you. And, you know, as humans, we give meaning and emotion to everything. By in and itself, things that happen do not have emotion. They do not have meaning. We as humans assign meaning or an emotion to a circumstance. For example, an earthquake has no emotion. It just happens. That's something the earth does. And we decide whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Yes, some bad things happen, right? Some buildings crumble, or maybe they just shake. I don't know. I've never been in an earthquake, so maybe I shouldn't have used that example. But we give everything emotion. So think about smaller things, like if you lose your job, if your flight is delayed, we decide that's bad. We are devastated. We get mad. Oh my goodness. When people have a flight delay, it is insane the amount of emotion that people assign to that. But you know what? You could take that inconvenience and you can show gratitude in that by saying, I'm so grateful for this extra time at the airport, or I'm so grateful that they caught, if there was a malfunction in the plane, I'm so grateful they caught that before we took off, right? I'm so grateful that we're waiting on for a crew to be ready to go rather than feeling stressed out and anxious flying me high above the air for many, many miles, because nobody wants to be on a plane where the crew is stressed out, right? That doesn't make it fun for anyone, and it's not really safe. So think about that, and you know, if you lose your job, maybe that job just was not right for you, and something better is coming. And you just have to look at it, everything that happens to you, you just have to look at it and see, what can this be? How can I find good in this? What can it be that is going to make me happy? Maybe I'm not really happy right now because losing my job, oh crap, how am I going to pay bills, is not a good feeling. It's not a comfortable feeling. I used to coach girls on the run, and when we talked about feelings, we didn't say good or bad. We said comfortable or uncomfortable. So that's a good way to put that right there. So if you lose your job, that's not a comfortable position. That's not, you're not feeling comfortable with that. You're like, oh goodness, what am I going to do now? It's like your plans are changed. But you could have something way better coming for you that you would not get if you'd not lost that job. So think about that. Find the good in every situation. A story that I love to tell about gratitude comes from 1,000 Gifts, the book 1,000 Gifts by Anne Voskamp. And she, 1,000 Gifts is where she took a challenge to write down 1,000 things that she was grateful for. She had these children, these two boys that were arguing over toast and like fighting over the toast, okay? And it was a big, big deal. And she was really stressed out and she was really like, oh my goodness, like really, we are fighting about toast? There's more toast, you know? So she took that stressful, volatile situation with her family and she wrote down, I'm thankful for the toast. So sometimes when I'm having a really hard time finding something to be grateful for, I'll say, I'm grateful for the toast because that has a significant meaning to me. It brings me back to that that story in that there's always something that we can find that we can be grateful for. So if you just can't think of anything, just say, I'm grateful for the toast. I'm grateful we have toast. So to recap, three ways that you can show you are grateful or express gratitude is to tell someone else thank you, is to write it down in your journal or on a piece of paper if you don't have a journal, and number three is to just say it out loud, put it out into your world, make it a happy day. I'm so grateful for you guys listening to this show, and I hope that you enjoyed today. If you did, if you found some value in this, please, please, please leave us a review on iTunes so that we know what you like and what you don't. That's how I know what to make more of. I hope you have a happy day. Bye.